Everyone is tired, he says. There is no electricity, no running water. Old wells are being reopened, but the water is untreated and contaminated by disease. Babies are buried under piles of blankets to try to keep them warm. They are hungry. Without humanitarian assistance, there would be famine. He is in Aleppo. This was once Syria's most populous city. Now it is a city of tears. That morning, mortars landed in a school and killed some children who had been playing. Nowhere is safe. He says that everyone is afraid to leave their houses. People say goodbye to their families in the morning, not knowing whether they will return. The only time we socialise now is at funerals, he says. He works with Caritas in Aleppo, distributing aid to people in the city. Their efforts are funded by Trokra, who have been supporting Syrian people since 2012. In Aleppo, and in towns and cities across Syria, Lebanon and elsewhere, Trokra and Caritas are providing shelter, food, water and other basic essentials. The people's needs are immense, but they are also basic. We are approaching the sixth anniversary of the war in Syria. A country has been left in ruins. A people have been left scattered across the region, their lives destroyed, their futures uncertain. Almost 5 million Syrians are now living outside their country. A further 6 million are displaced within Syria. When we look at the plight of Syrian civilians, we must do what we can to support them. Each day we see the horror unfold on our television screens. For millions, this horror is not the nightly news. It is their lives. We see their pain. We see them attempt to flee, to find safety elsewhere. Sadly, we see people closing their homes and their hearts to these victims of war. They remain trapped in camps and holding centres across Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Greece, Italy and elsewhere. Too few countries in Europe have offered them shelter. International law, designed to protect Europeans in the aftermath of World War II, is now being torn up or ignored. Pope Francis has urged us to do better. He has told us, indifference and lack of commitment constitute a grave dereliction of the duty, whereby each of us must work in accordance with our abilities and our role in society for the promotion of the common good, and in particular for peace, which is one of mankind's most precious goods. In our response to the displacement of so many Syrian civilians, we must think of the parable of the Good Samaritan. A man, beaten and robbed by bandits, is ignored by passers-by. But the Samaritan sees him, bandages his wounds, and provides him with shelter. This Christmas, we pray for Syria and for the innocent people caught in the crossfire of war. God of mercy, pour out your peace upon us, so that nation will no longer lift sword against nation, nor learn to make war.